You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A Cincinnati woman is arrested for murder, and it appears she not only recorded the alleged crime, but she also posted it on social media. 23-year-old Akira Fletcher has been charged with the fatal shooting of Naima Norton, 29. Norton died 6 weeks after that shooting that unfolded in an Avondale parking lot. But the investigation took a dramatic turn when officials discovered two Facebook videos posted by Fletcher on the night before her arrest. One of the videos, which will likely be used as evidence, captured the entire confrontation, including the fatal gunshots. Here's part of it. Take a listen. The disturbing video shows Fletcher recording the events as they unfolded. In it, Fletcher claims she's being attacked by Norton, who at one point appears to be holding a knife and then a rock. According to Fletcher's social media post, Norton had also slashed her tires. The situation appears to de-escalate as Norton and another woman begin to walk away. However, Fletcher then exits her car and threatens them before they return. Listen again.
I have a gun in my purse. I have a gun in my purse.
The recording stops as Fletcher maneuvers her car. A second video picks up with Norton approaching Fletcher's car, her window shattered. The footage abruptly ends, though, again with gunshots and then Norton lying on the ground. Court records reveal a history of animosity between the two women. In May, Norton was accused of threatening Fletcher with a gun. Both were scheduled to appear in court for that very incident on the very day the shooting occurred. Police have not released information on the other woman who was injured in the shooting or her current condition. Fletcher is currently being held without bond on charges of special felony aggravated murder, special felony murder, and two counts of felonious assault. The investigation remains ongoing. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Cincinnati Police Department's Homicide Unit. That number is 513-352-3542.
I'm Nicole Parton. Convicted movie armorer Hannah Gutierrez now makes a plea deal in a separate felony case, yet again involving a gun. Hannah Gutierrez, known for her part in the deadly shooting of a cinematographer, Helena Hutchins, during the production of the movie Rust with Alec Baldwin, is now facing another legal battle. According to police reports, the 27-year-old has been indicted by a grand jury on a felony charge of bringing a firearm to a New Mexico bar. Now her legal team has reached a plea deal, according to People.com. Gutierrez has agreed to receive 18 months of probation as part of the agreement. She is already serving an 18-month prison sentence after a conviction in the Rust movie case. According to prosecutors, investigators discovered a video of Gutierrez that she took after entering a bar in which she allegedly shows a gun that she concealed from security. Court documents, quote, upon successfully circumventing the security at the bar, she went into the restroom and made a selfie video saying, quote, they checked my purse but didn't check my butt cheeks, wah, 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 end quote. At the same time, she was brandishing a nickel-plated semi-automatic pistol in front of the camera. Gutierrez was the weapons handler on the Western film Rust. A prop gun was loaded with live rounds and given to Alec Baldwin. As filming of the movie was happening, the gun discharged, killing the cinematographer Hutchins, 42. According to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, Gutierrez can be heard on the body cam footage searching for the ammunition that killed Hutchins.
I need to know where the guns are right now. How do I know this is a gun?
That's the gun.
Okay. Where are they at?
Do you have those rounds I gave you?
What?
Gutierrez is scheduled back in court, where the judge is set to sign off on her plea deal for bringing a gun into the bar.
I'm Drew Nelson. A Florida woman faces child neglect charges after leaving her 3-year-old son alone in an apartment for hours while she went to get plastic surgery. Jessica Renteria, 25 years old, is seen on body cam being arrested at a surgery center in Doral, just miles from where her son was found wandering at the apartment complex Apex at Park Central. Somebody there called Doral police after spotting the boy alone with a cell phone. Officers arrived to find the child confused and alone. On the body cam, you can hear the officer say, quote, "Hey, little buddy, what's your name? Do you know where mommy and poppy are?" But the boy can't answer. Surveillance footage showed him wandering the complex for hours alone. At one point, he was found sleeping on a neighbor's doorstep.
You say you saw him right here?
Right there. Okay. He was sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yeah.
Hello. By any chance, are you missing a kid?
Police searched the building to find his mother, questioning neighbors. One neighbor told police, quote, "It's like the girl who left her daughter to go on vacation." After several hours, officers located Renteria at the surgery center where she had undergone a cosmetic procedure. Renteria claimed she had asked a friend to watch her son. When police contacted that friend, he denied being asked to care for the boy. Renteria was taken into custody, charged with third-degree child neglect for leaving her son unsupervised for 6 hours. She was released on a $1,000 bond, crying as she stood before a judge. Her trial is set for December 2nd. If convicted, she could face up to 5 years in prison. It's up to the Department of Family and Children's Services to determine if she will continue to have custody of her child. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.